Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
Good morning, Niamh. Or good afternoon.
Good morning, John.
Niamh Redmond.
I don't know what time of the day it is at the moment.
No, Niamh Redmond from the Events Department in Fingal County Council. And St. Patrick's weekend is fast approaching. What's happening in and around Fingal?
Yes, we are incredibly busy at the moment, John, as we're ramping up now all the last minute details and bits and bobs for the weekend ahead. We actually kind of kick off tomorrow evening. There's an outdoor film screening in Swords Castle in association with St. Patrick's Festival and Happenings. So that's tomorrow evening at 7:30. But then obviously the main day itself on Friday, we have there are six parades taking place across the county. And the first one is the Swords Parade, and that's at 11 a.m, which is a huge, huge event with over 60 groups participating, 2,500 marchers, walkers, dancers, strollers in the parade itself. And we expect between 25 and 30,000 people to line the streets of Swords for that particular parade. But obviously there are other parades taking place across the county in Rush, Lusk, Balbriggan, Skerries, and then we finish the day with another really large parade out in Blanchardstown, which is on at 3 p.m. And again, that's really, really well attended with similar numbers to Swords. And we're thinking that that's actually going to be on course to be the largest attended parade outside of the Dublin City Parade, hopefully this year, and if not this year, next year. So we're looking at 30,000 to 35,000 people out on the streets in Blanchardstown in their green gear and just really supporting the local groups that are taking part in their parade. So we're very excited, but we're very busy as well. We're doing lots of praying for weather. If we had a day like today, it would be just glorious. But look, we can't plan for that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I believe the weather forecast isn't supposed to be great for Friday, but hopefully they'll get it wrong. No. It has been known to happen.
I know, I hope so. I feel like we're peaking too soon with the good weather this week, unfortunately.
St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's weekend, the festivities, it's really taken on a life of its own in recent years.
Unbelievably. It really has. It's a great way for us, I think, to kind of galvanise our communities. From a local authority point of view, it's just amazing to see these many groups interested in attending locally. Obviously, the Dublin City Parade has a huge draw across the country and internationally. But for us, what we really want to do is put on high-quality events in local areas for people to attend so that they can really enjoy the towns and villages across Fingal without having to go all the way into the city. So we really strive to create high quality, to involve as many local businesses, volunteer groups, sports clubs, dance schools, you name it, we have it. So we're really excited to see the colour that will take to the streets, the music, the dancing, and just the entertainment and street performers that will be in each of the locations. So we want people to come out and support their local parades. And as you said, it's taken on a life of its own. And we're really excited to support that and see how it grows every year.
Yeah, and it is growing every year, I believe, with the crowds and Swords, and as you mentioned, the crowds in Blanchardstown.
Yes.
So,
fantastic.
If people want information, is there a website or somewhere they can get information
for
what's happening?
There is. The best thing for people to do is to like our Facebook page. So that's facebook.com/eventsinfingal. And they'll be able to keep up to date on all of the information about all the different events taking place across the weekend, and you know, including things like road closures and parking arrangements. And we also have a Twitter page that we're very active on, which is @eventsinfingal. And then the Fingal.ie website as well has the information on the parades happening across the county. So the best thing to do is for people to log on there.
Okay, so it's facebook.com/eventsinfingal, Twitter at events in Fingal, and Fingal, www.fingal.ie.
That's exactly it. That's the best way to keep up to date with us. And we keep those pages update them really regularly and make sure that the information is going out to people on there, because that's the way people are communicating with us nowadays. And it's great to have such a reach on those platforms.
Right. Well, thank you very much for taking the call. Is there anything you'd like to add before we go?
One other thing, I suppose, while you have me, to mention is the ever-popular Dublin Bay Prawn Festival, which takes place this weekend as well. So that's an event that we work with Fingal Tourism and Visit Howth Peninsula on. So that starts on Friday and takes place on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. We're anticipating huge numbers again. I know last year the people availed of the darts coming from the city centre, and we just have a huge amount of vendors that will be on site, lots of music, family events, and also the, you know, lots of local businesses and groups on the day will be kind of showing off what they offer, and just really promoting Howth as a whole, but also mainly as a place that you can get amazing seafood, and in particularly celebrating the Dublin Bay Prawn. So we're hoping that we get great crowds out to us on Friday, Saturday and Sunday out there, so for people to put that in the diary over the week end if they've gone to a parade and fancy escaping the madness of the city to come out to the coast and to enjoy the prawn festival.
So that's happening this weekend as well.
It is indeed, yeah. We're
going to
be really busy.
I'm surprised.
We'll be very tired come Monday.
Yeah, we can have a rest.
Hopefully, before the next event.
Well, listen, as I said, you're very, very busy, and I'm surprised you were even able to take my call. So thank you very much for that.
Not at all. Thanks again, John.
And it's Fingal, www.fingal.ie, and there'll be information there on the, everything.
On everything.
Everything.
That's exactly it.
Okay, Niamh, thanks very much, and we'll talk again. Maybe next time we won't be so busy and rushed.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Take care.
Right, thank you, Niamh.
Salam.
Yes, Niamh Rebben there, Events Department, Fingal County Council, and lots happening there, and don't forget you can go on facebook.com/events in Fingal. You can go Twitter at events in Fingal, or just go on to fingal.ie and all the information will be there.
This is 90.3 Near FM.